This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2017, brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Been a great event so far. We're not even halfway done with it. Even though the weekend is over, this event is going through Monday through Tuesday. There's even more after that with Dana Martin, who I'm hoping we're going to have on here again. We had her in the studio a while back talking about unschooling, and she's going to be doing like a seminar, I think, on Wednesday. So, I mean, this thing just keeps on going. Anarchapulco.com is where you can go to learn more about this event. And a lot of the main stage stuff is being videoed, so I'm hoping that our listeners at home will be able to see Amanda Rockwitz's performance from earlier today. We're giving you're giving our audience a little taste of what your discussion was here, and so welcome back. We're in hour number three now of the Sunday edition of Free Talk Live from Anarchapulco, or at least recorded live. We're recording these segments
live
with our guests, and that's because it's hard to wrangle people back once they've done their presentation, and
it's an incredibly good idea to do it this way.
The evening comes around, everybody's out at the party or whatever, and then it's like, yeah, Amanda, could you come back at 8 p.m.? We'd like to interview
right.
then. Yeah,
right in the middle of dinner. So well. It'd be really great, wouldn't
right.
it?
Or just hunting people down, trying to chase people here is obnoxious.
So thank you for sitting in with us for another segment. You were talking about your son and how he was, for the first 7 years of his life, unschooled, then went into the government schools because of family split up, etc. Courts. We don't need to get into all that.
Right. And I unschool my son, and I'm just curious. So your son has recently gone into public school or private school?
I think it's actually a private school.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Into school. And how is he taking that? What is that like for him? Because, you know, I wonder the same thing for my son.
At his age, because of he's second grade, he likes the aspect of all his friends. He likes all these new
kids play with.
Lots of kids to play with, and it's a lot of fun. And I'm glad for that. I'm really thankful that he had the first very early developmental years of his life being completely, a free-range kid, being able to control his time largely and being able to play mostly at home with his family and be surrounded by family and just do whatever he wants whenever he wants. And so I noticed that that's doing great. He seems to really focus on the things he loves about school, the things his brain can feed off of, which is good. I have noticed some things that are disconcerting at times, and it isn't all the time, it isn't every day, but I think a lot of parents might be able to relate to this one. The first time I was a little alarmed the very first time I said, "What did you do today?" And I'd never gotten this response from him, and he just said, "Not much." And I thought, well, you did something. He had never said anything like that before. He's very verbal. He likes to talk about his day. He likes to talk about everything, everything that excites him. And he just sort of had an uninterested, dulled look on his face. And it made my stomach drop a little bit because I didn't like that at all. And I knew that the whole, not much thing is a sign that there isn't a lot going on in that moment in the brain right now. And the brain isn't referencing what he was doing earlier and excited about it and thinking about it.
Or it was just that dull of a day.
Right, or somehow it was that dull. Yeah. And so one of the things that I did was, I sort of, not in any aggressive way, but I didn't let up when he said that, in that I just continued to keep asking questions. I said, "Well, what did you do?" "Well, not much." "Okay, well, you didn't, so you laid in bed all day?" "Oh, well, no." "Okay, well, after you got up out of bed, then what did you do?" I wanted to stimulate his brain to start going back to thinking about what he did and wake it up, because it seemed suddenly dormant in that moment, and I did not like that. It was very disconcerting and bothersome. And then the other thing was, one of the last times he was with me, and it was my time to have him for a while, and we're together and we're doing our own stuff, and, our time is completely whatever he kind of wants it to be. I let him direct it a little bit and decide, and then I make it happen as much as I can. And And I noticed that he, rather than sort of being happy with just being and just playing the way he used to be, being happy, being around the house, whatever, he kept saying this thing often, like over and over again, I want to go do something fun, Mom. I want to do something fun.
Mm.
I want to do something fun.
Yeah.
And that was really troublesome because yeah. knowing...
He's saying he's bored.
Exactly.
Right, it's the other side of I'm bored.
He never used to use the word bored.
Right.
And he started to use it, and I know he would get it from other kids and stuff.
Yeah, he certainly did.
So, and every time he says it, and I'm a very, very gentle mother. I'm very much the, you know, I don't get angry. I don't, you know, lash out or anything like that. I'm a very peaceful parent. So I just, you know, he says that, and I say... Sweetie, your boredom is up to you. You do not have to be bored. If you're bored, that's because you're letting your brain stop working.
If you're bored, you're doing it wrong.
My grandmother, right. My grandmother would take me out in the yard and have me pick weeds every time I said that I was bored. So, you know,
that's a great. That's actually a brilliant way to retrain the brain to figure out something to be thinking about or to be doing or to be studying or to be learning. And I explain that to him because I know he's old enough now that he understands what certain words mean, so I can convey to him that there's always something to be doing. And I even tell him, you never used to tell me you were bored, you know. Mm-hmm. You used to just go out and find something to do. And
what's he say to that?
He just kind of, he's seven, so he just sort of looks at me and he'll just kind of look down at the ground. And oftentimes, if I don't try to give him something he's immediately wanting to satisfy his entertainment need, he recalibrates. And the human brain does that quickly. You leave someone alone long enough and don't try to immediately overwhelm them with external stimuli, and the brain will start to wake up. And it does it faster at a younger age, especially because most of his life he wasn't in school. This is just this year he went in. So if I leave him alone a little bit and let him to go, okay, well, I guess you're going to have to be bored because you can't figure out how to entertain yourself or figure out something to do. And I watch, and sure enough, he'll figure out something to start doing. So I have to be the balance for that right now. And ideally, he'll eventually be able to be homeschooled again when he wants to be.
I don't think homeschooling is the solution for what you're talking about. My son does these same things, and they get it from other kids, and it's just part of the whole thing. In modern society, you know, when I'm bored, what do? I whip up my phone, I start, you know, playing some dumb game or something like that. It's a symptom of modern society, I think, less than it is a symptom of school. Certainly getting around, what I'm fear from public school is kind of the Lord of the Flies, the strongest survives thing that seems to go on, and when you put a bunch of kids in the same age group. I think at this point, you know, your kid's dealing with just seeing other kids, and he's going to see those whether he's homeschooled or not. That's my personal opinion. The worst has not happened to your son from school.
Right, right. And I would agree. And I think that also a lot of kids, if they sort of, if they have a parent who is a free thinker, you know, voluntarist, anarchist, whatever, they often end up sort of inoculated to a lot of the that they're having to deal with.
We're going to have to edit that one, but that's okay. Just have to remember 7:40.
Are there any other projects that you're working on, Amanda? You were talking about something before we sat down.
I'm actually working with Larkin on The Mirror. I'm the narrator of
The Mirror.
That. Yes, and The Mirror is. I also want to.
Is this a project that's in production now?
It's ongoing.
Okay.
It's so ongoing. It's gonna. I mean, it's gonna.
Can one find The Mirror today?
Years. Find it? No. He's working on it. It's a huge project. It's the finish line kept moving outward from it because we knew it was gonna take. Not just months, but years to finish. And finally, it's starting to look, for him, it's starting to look finite. He's the whole designer of it.
So what is
it? The Mirror is a interactive computer animated program that is completely self-directed. A person chooses to go into it and operate it and interact with it. And it is basically the gentlest way to have someone accidentally deprogram themselves out of statism, because there is no there is no external person telling them what to do, what to think about anything. It's called The Mirror. The name comes from the fact that the whole animation is a journey inside your own mind. And what it is sort of a flow chart of if then sort of questions, or just yes or no questions, that lead people through the different parts of their brain, and they have to choose to take that journey. And it doesn't give them any facts, it doesn't preach at them, it doesn't tell them they're wrong, it doesn't do any of those things. But what it does is it goes through, you know, the brain, the animated brain in the mirror, is sectioned off into, you know, memories, perceptions, beliefs, your morality, and these are represented by different abstract artistic segments of a sort of an abstract version of a human brain. And
it sounds like a really cool idea. Can you stick with us for another segment?
Absolutely.
Talk further about it?
Sure.
More with Amanda Rockwitz from Anarchapulco, brought to you by Bitcoin.com, here on Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump and financial markets are rising at all-time highs, but economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarcapulco 2017. Great event, beautiful location, venue's fantastic at the Mundo Imperial Resort. All of it brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It's Ian and Mark here in our remote studio.
Not bad.
Sort of off to the in a room away from all of the action, which is good because it's loud in there. There's a lot of people, hundreds of people, I would say, at this particular conference, and we get
moments ago they were standing and cheering for Amanda Rockwitz,
who is with us here. And one of the
weren't they? Isn't that true?
Yes, that's true. They all stood up and cheered. That was very validating. So when you're doing your slides the night before your talk,
sure,
it's really validating when people are cheering.
There's nothing more naked than standing on a 6 foot tall stage by yourself. There's not even a podium. There's not even a microphone in front of you and them because the microphone's attached to your eyes. There's nothing more naked than that. Mm-hmm. And it takes a level of courage that most people
you could actually be naked while doing that.
It would be interesting to see if somebody did that. Yeah. I would be very interested because it would probably change the whole dynamic. But
I believe a certain fellow at a libertarian event did that not that long ago. That went very interestingly.
But you've got to be able to rock the dance moves to be able to really do
that. That's true. That's true.
And that guy could move. He's done more for liberty than I have.
So we were talking about The Mirror, which is Larkin Rose's new project. You're helping him with it.
Mm-hmm.
You said you're doing some narration for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a big picture project.
Yes.
So you said it's like a computer animation or program that people can interact with that asks questions mm-hmm. that they can answer based on where they're coming from in life with the ultimate goal of trying to deprogram them.
And the thing is the ultimate goal is that it doesn't have to preach anything at them because the ultimate goal is for just to show them what they believe. Because the whole psychology, Larkin did a seminar a couple nights ago, I don't know if you're aware of it, the psychology of statism, he called it Know Thine Enemy, and he talks about, you know, what it's like talking to statists and describing what's going on in their brains and their psychology because he has over 2 decades of doing this. Mm. You know, he describes doing this back in AOL chat rooms in 1995. So it's one of those things where he's got the experience and he knows the psychology. And when you understand that statism is simply a contradiction, it's an inconsistency in the human.
That's all it is.
That's all. Then you don't have to preach at someone. And he might be, you know, in a sense, a pro at talking to statists, but he said he wanted the most gentle, passive thing because even when there's a person there talking to another person, that creates some level of defensiveness. That creates some level of a desire to prove that you're intelligent, prove that you have to be right. And he wanted something that wasn't preachy, that didn't look like anything. It would look like essentially just, what is this thing? Is this some sort of program, a personality test? And the question that launches the whole thing is, if the way you perceive things is not how things really are, would you want to know? They have to start the whole thing with yes or no. And the thing is if they, it's sort of a neat psychological trick in itself because as soon as you do that, it's challenging their sense of intelligence and desire to understand reality. Oh, well, of course I would want to know, right? But if they hit no, it absolutely goes, well, the mirror's not for you right now, and it backs out and closes off. Well, that's going to make them want to do it.
Yeah.
I think
you're missing out.
You're absolutely right. So what I've found is sort of, you know, in my work as a talk show host, it's my job to sort of convince people of the ideas of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And one has to do it in the most non-confrontational way, but it's absolutely true that the only people that seem to come to the ideas of liberty are people who have, a sort of a desire for logic, and they want to undo the puzzles and that sort of thing. Then there's the people who argue their way in. Okay? Like, I said no every single step of the way. I ran out of excuses. I didn't come to this on my own. I came to it because people asked me questions that I could not answer. But that takes a different kind of mind. Not everybody has the same kind of mind. There's people who are sort of, family members or whatever are able to move them in. They're a little different. But most people, they're not wanting to think about this. They don't want to spend time, with these ideas. So those people, need to be come at it a completely different angle.
Exactly.
And hopefully, you know, we'll see whether the mirror is the thing to do that. But I'm.
And I think you're right.
Exciting.
It's not right for everybody. I mean, because not everybody is in the place where they're ready to receive this information.
A lot of people don't want to talk politics because it's intimidating, and they think of anything even freedom related as a version of politics. They don't understand it's anti everything politics.
Right.
It's just it sounds like because you know the word anarchy or libertarianism, they all come with stigmas. They come with a history. They come with a lot of emotional feels attached to those words. Mm-hmm. And so that was Larkin's goal with creating the mirror was he wanted a way to guide people through their own brains and have it be completely self-directed. And all it does is continue to show them, take them through the portions of their brain and in each step of the way, show them where they what they answered here at this question and then compare that to the answer they're having here. And when there's a contradiction, just show it to them and let them decide, you know, is this still your answer or is this your answer? You know, over here in this situation, you said no. But over here, you're going to say yes, and, you know, are you sure you want to do that? And all they have to do is look and see that they're about to answer yes or no to a question that would be contradicting the thing they said before about something else. And it's not preachy. In fact, it gets, Larkin said, I think it gets about 80% of the way through before it even mentions government or politics or anything. Mm. It's breaking down just life and asking them questions about their morality, their beliefs, how they see things, their perceptions. And they, it's a flow chart of if then questions. And it's, you know, it's, it ends up being at least 1,000 questions or more because it's,
wow.
It's going to be, yeah,
this
it's going to be, it's huge. And he's doing everything himself because he has the history of understanding state, the psychology of, you know, status from arguments.
He has some of the greatest videos that are out there as far as convincing people.
Absolutely.
No doubt. So, you know, some of his videos are among the top tens for among the top 10 videos that you can show people.
Yep. And his books are huge. I mean, the Kicking the Dragon, which was the big book about his battle with the IRS, you know, years and years ago.
Yep.
The Most Dangerous Superstition is still the most best.
I read that
the
one
best in jail. One.
That was the best one.
Yeah, he started writing The Most Dangerous Superstition in jail. He wrote the one that is sort of the novel version of The Most Dangerous Superstition, which is The Iron Web.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote that in prison. He wrote, started writing The Most Dangerous Superstition in prison, and the huge Kicking the Dragon, which is, I think, 450 some odd pages, he wrote all of that in prison by hand. Yeah, and it's one of those things where he was a major launcher of the modern, you know, just the expanse of the ripple effect of these ideas. But he wants some, you know, and contrary to what he does on Facebook, which is he's in that mode, he's a little more combative. He's challenging because he's doing it for an audience.
Yeah.
He wanted to create a project that would be most likely to wake the most people up.
Yeah, I think it sounds brilliant. And I know I saw him in the other room, and we've had him on multiple times from Porkfest in the past. So we're definitely going to have him on tomorrow. I think he's speaking in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He's speaking tomorrow at 10.
So we'll grab him after that and get in as deep as we can into this, because it sounds fascinating. I presume it's going to be an app available for anybody who wants to download it, right?
I don't know if it's going to be like an app. It's definitely going to be a computer program. Like he's rendering it in Blender, but I don't know if it's going to be like. I mean, somebody had an idea to make it a mobile app, I guess.
Yeah,
when I think of app, I guess my brain still thinks of phones. But that would be something that it'll be open, meaning it'll be something that it'll be free. He's intentionally making it free. He doesn't want any barriers. So the Liberty community can take it and run with it,
and
too.
Share it.
People can take it, share with it, market it how they want. People could decide to turn it into a mobile app and then sell it for 99 cents a download or something. You know,
I think you'd want to put that out there for free for sure. But can you stay for one more? Because I think it's really interesting conversation.
Okay.
All right.
Absolutely.
More with Amanda Rockwitz here. In moments, we're at Anarchapulco 2017. All kinds of interesting people. We've talked to folks that we know well from the past and meeting new faces, which I always enjoy. This is Free Talk Live from Anarchapulco, brought to you by Bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at an Acapulco 2017 at the Mundo Imperial Resort in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico, talking with all kinds of cool people here at this conference for, it's being advertised as a conference for anarchists. I don't personally care for the term. I like voluntarist. I like the idea of saying what it is that I'm in favor of rather than what it is that I'm against. And I'm in favor of people interacting with one another on a consensual basis. And I think most of the people at this conference would agree that they are also in favor of those things. Amanda Rockwitz is here in our remote studio with Ian and Mark as we continue in what has been an extended and I think very good conversation. I appreciate you sticking with us. You do have a Facebook page. We haven't mentioned that, and
yes,
occasionally you'll post to that. So that's kind of the way people could follow.
Yes, they can follow me on Facebook. I actually do want to start to, I may be making use of Facebook Live and start to do discussions with people about certain ideas, because I'm like you. I am in favor of promoting what I want to see happen, not talking about a problem so much as discussing, you know, better ways to be human. And I'm passionate about ideas. And I said that on stage. I realized that, you know, the elites use ideas against us to manipulate what we will act on. And so if we refine our ideas about reality and our beliefs and become better at being good humans, we can circumvent that and we can create the world that we want to see rather than needing them or needing to interact with them in any way.
So let's change gears a little bit here. What's your history? I mean, this is our first time meeting you. Where did you come from? How did you get into this liberty community, this movement, you know, sort of from the beginning? What's your story?
I would say around 2010, 2011, the person that I was with at the time, he showed me a video called America, Freedom to Fascism. And
I saw that when it came out.
Yeah, that was 2006.
Yeah, that was a long time.
It was a while ago. And it was already a few years old at that point. Right. But just the
Aaron
whole...
Aaron Russo was dead at that point.
Yes. And the whole notion that the Federal Reserve was this scam, was this fraud, and that, you know, the reality bubble that I had just swallowed my whole life as a child was completely, you know, bogus, or there might be a huge segment of it that was bogus, was really jarring. And it was, I can even dare to say it was somewhat emotionally traumatic, because it's disconcerting to find out that, oh, these people aren't mostly good and benevolent trying to help us all out.
To realize you've been lied to.
It's one of those things where, and so I think the empathy with talking to people who haven't gone through this awakening yet is important to have because of that. So I started there, and then what that led to was it led to my willingness to challenge more. Mm-hmm. And then I found online a man named David Wilcock, I think it is, and he was into David Icke's stuff, and you know, I have my own opinions about that stuff now. I don't know how much I agree with everything that they talk about.
It seems unlikely that the race of lizard aliens is ruling us, but you know.
Right. And the thing is, you know, I don't know, you know, I'm one of those people who I will say, I don't care how crazy an idea is, if I start to see evidence for it, I will entertain it, you know, and whatever it is. And I don't care, I really don't care how crazy it is. I think some of the ideas that people have swallowed today are far more crazy than, you know, even the concept of believing in fairies. Mm. So, I think the belief in government is more insane, you know. And so, I will entertain anything now, but I also, that's the new brain I have. And I got that back through my journey, of learning about U.S. history. This guy, David Wilcock, did do a lot of work to dig up information on the history of what the U.S. government was doing and its involvement with other governments, and the way they really work together, not the version, the cookie cutter version of history you're sold in history textbooks and American schooling. And that led to eventually to Alex Jones's channel, and I started watching
Alex
him.
Alex Jones.
And I think isn't he just a phase everyone has?
Yeah.
It's like everyone has the Alex Jones phase and the Ron Paul phase, and then they get to voluntarism. So I went through both of those phases.
We hope. I'm still pretty sure there's some who get into Alex Jones and go down a rabbit hole and come out.
Hopefully. Yeah. Well, and the thing is it's not that I look at the ability of a person or a venue or a medium to provide value. Alex Jones still gave a lot of great people a platform for really good ideas, and there's always value in that. And I don't disagree with that.
I think he does a lot of good work. I personally, we've met him. He's been at talk radio conferences.
You know what I've got to say about this guy? He is meek and gentle. And you'd never consider this raving madman that you see in these videos as being meek and gentle. But the time that I spent with him, which was brief, I mean, you know, a couple hours or whatever, he was just, you know, kind and, you know, easy to talk to and, you know, not bloviating or anything. It was just, I was very impressed with the person I met.
It's funny that you say that, because I think a lot of people, I've noticed a lot of my friends have said that about Larkin. They got this more gruff and intense vibe from his videos, and then they meet him and they're like, he's so zen, and he's so
quiet
and gentle, and that's exactly who he is. That's just how he is in day-to-day life, and his passion comes out at Injustice, but it isn't truly an anger. It's more of just passion. That's really what it is. And I think that is fair. I think that when you're conveying something passionate, it's natural. It's human for that to come out. And for me, I got away from Alex Jones only because anything that steers towards being fear-based, I don't think is healthy. I think moving towards empowering people and saying we don't need to be afraid, we don't need to run hiding, we don't need to worry that the government's coming to steal us all overnight any minute. We can face tomorrow and look at how to create the life we want here and do that with each other, with fellow liberty lovers. That's the way to move, and that's why I sort of my vibe and his vibe sort of moved away from each other. I didn't, you know, go, oh, Alex Jones is a piece of crap.
I just sort of stopped
listening to him. But it, I think that there's value in the fact that he puts people on a platform, and that's actually a good thing. I just didn't like
The fear, the anger.
Yes, it's the anger and the fear, and I think that generates that anger and fear in others. And I personally, that's just not my goal. I want to generate inspiration. I want people to feel empowered and inspired and like, I can take back my freedom. I can find a way to live the way I want to. I don't have to give in to the power-hungry sociopath.
Well, and if we're going to convince the statist to change their mind at some point, it's not going to be done, in my opinion, through anger. It's going to be done through love and showing them, you know, the way and inviting them to follow, you mm-hmm. know, that. And it sounds like the mirror is going to be helping people with that.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody's going to come, and that's okay. We don't need everybody to agree with us, and that it'll never happen anyway.
It's the rare person that gets called a statist a-hole and is
that changes their views.
That changes their mind. Yeah. Well, now, I'll bet that person who's just said that, you know, terrible stuff to me probably has a really good point. I mean, you know, it just doesn't happen.
Right. Well, you get people into combative mode, and then they're not in the mode of questioning and thinking and rationalizing.
They're in defense mode.
Right, because you didn't create a safe space for them. You know, defense combat thing, that's very real, and that's a psychological thing, too. As soon as you feel like there's a threat, you're doing what? You're putting up walls. You're putting up walls because you think there's a threat. And so people do that psychologically. And that was Larkin's seminar. It was all about that. And it's what the mirror is about, because he wants to be able to get past that completely, because it's all based on them. It's all this mysterious thing. They can go, what is this? I can study my own brain. Maybe reality's not what I think it is. Well, I'd want to learn. Well, let's learn about myself. Let's learn about what's in my head.
The reality not being what it is sort of important. So what we do in modern society is we compartmentalize, jobs and that sort of thing. We believe that the governing should be done by the governing class, and that's the way it should be. But the governing classes abuse their power for centuries.
Well, that's what happens with power. Amanda Rockwitz, it's been great having you on Free Talk
Live. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Great to meet you, and I hope people will follow you on Facebook.
Thank you.
Amanda Rockwitz on Facebook. That's where people can find you. And I'm sure once this Mirror Project wraps up, whenever it is, because it sounds like a big deal, I hope that we can get you or Larkin back on to talk about it and sort of launch it and put it out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. You will have us on, I'm sure, in the near future.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
We're going to continue with more from Anarchapulco in moments. This is Free Talk Live. And Ian and Mark here, let's just stop for a moment and talk about this event, because we've been wall-to-wall guests.
Interviews, yeah.
And Mark, you've been floating around here meeting people. We've done a lot of these events over time. You know, what are your impressions?
I have I was at the first Anarchapulco, and this is the third. I missed the second and conflicted with Liberty Forum, the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. I've always been a fan. I know when I came back that I just talked and talked about this event.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the best events in the Liberty Sphere. I can't tell you why. Is it the speakers? And they have great speakers. Is it the feeling that one gets in these walls with these people? That's what I think. Is it the location here in beautiful Acapulco? Maybe, you know, that maybe has more freedom? I don't know. I can't tell you why, but I just love this event.
Yeah, I guess you'll just have to come here to the next one and see and experience it for yourself. We'll continue with more Free Talk Live in moments from Anarchapulco.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta
Advisor cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live at Anarchapulco, wrapping out day number two. We've still got two whole days of this event to go. In fact, I believe the final day is going to be like all crypto-related speakers, if I'm understanding that correctly. So just an incredible event with, as always, wonderful voluntarists, anarchists, people who care about liberty. As we've said here, friends that we've known for a long time, new faces we've never met before. Stephanie Murphy is here.
Hi. It's a reunion show.
Yeah.
It feels so weird to be reunited like this outside of New Hampshire.
I'm so pleased to see you here, Dr. Stephanie Murphy.
I apologize.
She won't say it. That's the thing. I've got to, because, I mean, the lady goes and gets a freaking PhD from Dartmouth, and then nobody, nobody ever knows.
When people try to explain science to me, they try to mansplain. Explain it to me. Yeah. And I'm like, look, I'm a doctor, okay?
But you're not doing any doctoring. You're doing audio stuff. That's kind of your thing. I mean,
you've been
on Free Talk Live a number of times in the past, but when you left Free Talk Live, or we, you know, broke up or whatever you want to call that,
we're
moved
still on good terms.
We moved on. But you've been doing voice work professionally.
That's right. Yeah. So I guess listeners like kind of last heard from me when I was on the Sunday show with Mark, which we did together for years. And it was awesome. But at that time, I was still kind of working as a scientist. But after that, I changed careers and I became a full time voice actor. And I love it. And
needs all that school and you do voice acting just because you sound good, right?
Yeah.
You can work from home.
I can work from home.
That's
awesome because I get to live in New Hampshire and I can kind of travel around. But I mean, I have a studio at home, so it's easier just to work from there. But if I'm on the road, I do bring like a little travel setup and I can still do voiceovers on the road.
What sort of stuff have you done? I mean, what?
Well, I did all the voiceovers for this conference here. Well, so people don't realize it's me because it's kind of like a British accent.
Oh, really?
It's a character voice.
It took me a little little wild.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that is her.
So Jeff wanted to do this, like, Lord of the Rings theme. Like, you know the beginning of the Lord of the Rings movies? There's this British lady, and she's like, from the four corners of the world came all these people, and elves and warlocks. Mm. And so he wanted to do that, but it's from, like, the four corners of the earth came the voluntarists and libertarians and the anarchists. And so that was the promo video for the conference, and then all the speaker intros have, like, a matching theme.
Cool.
Right.
And have you done audiobooks and commercials?
I have a bunch of titles on audible.com. I've done a lot of Bitcoin books. I just narrated a book by Andreas Antonopoulos, The Internet of Money, which a lot of people know of. But I also do fiction books. I've done some romance books in the romance genre. That's my favorite.
What is that like?
I mean, well, actually, I mostly do lesbian romance.
Lesbian romances. Yes. Okay.
Because it's more fun. I like it.
It amuses you. That's good.
Are
they as vapid as normal romances? Or?
No, they're much, much more substantive.
What meaning? Tell me about the substance. I don't know.
So basically,
I've never read a lesbian romance novel.
But you've read normal?
I have read, yes, I absolutely have, because I wanted...
Normal is in the eye of the beholder, but heterosexual.
Right, I have read heterosexual romance novels because I wanted to know what was in these things, and I cannot tell you, I could not find anything that I considered to be of substance or value. And
romance is kind of known for that. It's usually a light read. People like to escape, but I mean, it's actually very popular among...
But I read westerns and these space operas, and I know that it's similar because it is not very substantive either. People feel similarly about those as they do about romance novels. I'm clear on that. It's about interest.
Right.
I don't have that interest.
Well, that's why I do nonfiction as well as fiction books, to sort of get the balance, like intellectual stimulation and a little bit of fantasy in there.
Yeah, sure.
But what I do as an audiobook narrator is on audible.com, you know, it's pretty easy to become a narrator. You can put yourself up as a producer on their sort of back end, and then there's titles up that you can audition for. So you audition for a book, and when you find an interesting book, you make a deal with the author, and then you can start narrating the book. And so I do that. I read the book first. I make notes about all the characters, and then I start working on it. And it takes a while to make an audiobook, but you can get the process down. You've made audiobooks, Ian, and I know you know about
this one.
What that's like.
And I'm sure it was harder for him than it is for you to do one now.
I didn't get paid.
The first one is always the hardest, because you're learning. It's a learning curve.
Right.
But once you get the process down to become more efficient, it can be a great thing, and it can provide passive income because you can get royalties. But then that gets into
I would like to know a little bit about the pay structure without being...
So that's what I'm speaking about, actually, Anarchapulco. Tomorrow, I'm going to be speaking about, I'm on the 27th, I'm going to be talking about how to become a voice actor and how I got started in it.
Okay.
So with audiobooks, I mean, people do different kinds of deals. Sometimes the narrator gets paid up front, and if it's a huge book like Harry Potter or something, or the guy who narrated The Martian, which made actually more money than the movie of The Martian, he got paid like a lump sum up front, and it wasn't very much, frankly.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Yeah, it's a huge bummer, but for some books you can get royalty deals, and those are kind of a crapshoot. Those are a little more risky, because if the book sells well, you could keep getting paid for every copy that sells, but if it doesn't sell well, then you're screwed because you've invested all this work.
What do you find to be the best for you?
I find a mixture to be the best.
Okay. So you want to get a little something so that you can keep the lights on, and I'm happy to gamble on your book, which sounds really great.
Exactly.
That's the way to do it. Yeah.
All right, so you're also doing Sex and Science Hour. That's your show.
That's my podcast. Yeah, I do that with my partner, Brian Sovereign,
who's not here.
He's not here.
He's listening right now. Come on, Brian. What are you thinking? Come on.
I don't know. He wasn't up for it, but so I just made it a girls' trip this year.
All right, fair enough.
Having a good time. But Brian has his own show, Sovereign Tech.
Great show.
Yeah, I know you like Sovereign Tech, right, Ian?
Oh, I'm a fan of Brian Sovereign.
Yeah, I mean, he's talent. I mean, he's a really talented guy.
I agree. I think he's awesome. So we do a show together called Sex and Science Hour, and you know me, I've been interested in like sort of relationship talk.
Sure, you used to host a show all about that.
I did, yeah. And
Pork
Sex and
Therapy, I believe is what it's called.
Pork Therapy.
It's been a long time.
Uh-huh.
So is this sort of like a retread of that? Or?
It is, yeah. It is. It's a little bit different.
But with
because
more
it's,
science.
It's me and Brian. And, and yeah, Sex and Science Hour is just what it sounds like. For 1 hour, we talk about sex and science.
Right. So sex, the science of sex, or?
It could be the science of anything. Sometimes it's just straight up science. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, last week we talked about how the Earth may actually have more than 8 different continents, and New Zealand can be its own one, but it's like actually mostly underwater. So stuff
is it
like that.
Because it's flat?
No, it's like
No, I meant the Earth.
Oh God.
No, it is not because the earth is flat.
So you guys have come down on one side or the other on this issue?
Oh, yeah. We're taking a firm stance. Very firm. You can't be wishy-washy about that question.
So you don't get to take callers. We have to deal with the flat earthers.
Oh, I know. I've listened to them. I wish they would have called in when I was on the show. But
that's right. You're a big fan from like way, way back. When we were in Florida, you were a listener.
I've been listening
to
Free Talk Live since I think like 2004 or something.
Yeah. I don't think we had flat earthers back then, though. It seems more of a...
We did talk about it early on because there was a flatearth.org website, and we talked about that. Now, nobody called in to defend it at the time
as far as callers, hadn't been pervasive. It's a more recent phenomenon.
That's correct.
Yeah, I feel like it's become trendy to say the earth is flat to a certain extent. I guess in certain circles. But anyway, Sex and Science Hour is not about that. We're about the spherical Earth and lots of sex and science. So you can check it out, sexandsciencehour.com, if you want to check it out.
Is it once a week?
Yeah, it's once a week, and it's on the Liberty Radio Network.
It is.
Yep.
I've heard it there.
What do you do when you hear it? Do you make a shocked face?
No, it's fun. It's just a great show.
Yeah, thank you.
You guys have great rapport, obviously.
It's fun to do.
For a while, so.
It's fun to do a relationship show, you know, because you love it when people call in to Free Talk Live with their relationship questions.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often, but it is.
I know.
It is always.
You're getting the flat Earth instead of the relationship questions.
You guys are getting questions though from the audience.
We do. We get lots of questions about
emailed questions.
Yeah, we have a contact form on our website, so people can contact us anonymously. And yeah, usually they have questions. Mm. And we also do kind of a cool thing where we have an Amazon affiliate link like Free Talk Live does, but we actually get a list of what people purchased. We can't see who bought it, but we can see what was bought. And then we do an after show about it. And so we speculate.
Just analyzing.
Yeah. We're like, oh, look at the sex toy somebody bought. What are they doing with that riding crop? Oh, my goodness.
nosy people.
I know. It's very voyeuristic. You get a perverse thrill out of it, but it's all anonymous. We can't see who bought it.
So people then buy.
That's why
weird
they buy
things
it. Yeah, exactly.
In order to be talked about on the after show. Yeah,
yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. And they're making our content for us, so it's easy.
Right. A pack of donuts, a pack of donut holes, and some glue.
Right? Exactly.
And the weirdest things that they might buy. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we do get some weird stuff.
So what do you think about this conference? I mean, how do you feel about it?
I'm having so much fun. Yeah. You know, I've been to Mexico a bunch of times before. I like to go about once a year. You know, just to get some vitamin D because we live in New Hampshire, so you know you need to get some sunshine.
There's a few New Hampshire people around.
There's quite a few. Yeah.
We just interviewed Matt Phillips, the president of the Free State Project.
Dana Martin is here too.
Yeah. So we're New Hampshire has a strong contingent here. I'm enjoying the area. We're in like the Beverly Hills of Acapulco, right? We're in the nice part of Acapulco, but I'm having a great time. We went and explored the city a little bit. We met up with Angel Clark, who's another LRN, former LRN host.
She does one day. She used to do five. She's now doing just Wednesday.
That's right. She told me she's semi-retired from radio now. Right. But now she does audiobooks as well,
cool.
We talked about that. But yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm liking some of the talks. We just saw Lynn Ulbricht speak, and I really enjoyed her talk.
She's always good.
She's always good. She's a sweetie. I think and I hope that Ross is going to get out. I hope.
Well, it's hard to get your hopes up when it comes to the federal court system, but we are short on time.
All
Stephanie,
right.
Thank you. SexandScienceHour.com.
That's right. That's where you can find me.
Go get more Stephanie
free
there.
Ross.org.
Oh, yeah. That's not my website, but
hopefully we'll talk to Lynn coming up here on tomorrow's show. So more coming up here from Anarchapulco tomorrow.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.